Hey guys, welcome to This Might Get Heated, a brand new episode. Here we'll be dropping all the heat and leaving no crumbs behind on the Black girls' experience in today's generation. My name is Moyege. I'm an actor currently in training at drama school, and I am joined by two other hosts, which are...
Hi everyone, I'm Jacqueline, and I'm currently in a gap year.
And I'm Faith, and I'm currently studying electrical and electronic engineering.
Sorry.
Amazing. So first off, to kick off, we are going to play a little game called Never Have I Ever, just to get you guys to know us a bit more. So who's going to start? We each have two questions to ask, innit?
Yeah.
So I think that like... should start.
Okay, I'll start with mine. Okay, so mine's quite
mad. Should we do 1-1-1? Let's do 1-1-1.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll start my first one. Never have I ever shoplifted.
I have not.
I have not.
One
time you
an accident. With the intention of shoplifting.
No, never.
Like, you knew what you're doing as you're walking out of the store.
No.
I don't know if I have or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I feel like I'm very scared of the cops. I'm scared of like my parents, like African parents.
I think I have like, what's that word?
I don't know.
I think I have, but not have.
Not intentionally, not active shoplifting.
No, like something. Okay, let's say the thing was broken or the thing was stuck to the other thing.
If it's broken,
let me give you an example here. Like when you go Lidl and you get one of the bakeries and the donut is stuck to the other donut, then you call it one donut. You get it?
You know what? She pushes it together.
She said Lidl actually was created, like they should just call it free tasters.
Oh my god, wait guys, I was at Lidl like 2 weeks ago, and as I was walking in, because there's two ways to go in and out, as I was walking in, there was this guy with two massive bags walking out, and I'm just like, is he stealing? And the next thing I know, there's like five Lidl people running after him. I'm like, oh, so he's stealing.
Like, this is intense.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Not even sly.
No, guys, if the donut is sticking together, it's one donut.
It's one donut.
No,
you know, Corona.
That's the kind of shoplifting I've done. Like, if it's stuck to the other thing, or if it's like broken or something,
I'm gonna find
my way around it.
I'm gonna find this way to my bag. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But does it like?
Guys! Do you know what I've done here? So sometimes, yeah, I'll get something from Primark and then there'll be two things and the colour I want is not on sale but the other colour is on sale. So I'll remove that sale thing, that red
sticker
thing that says, that red sticker that says £3, and I stick it on the one that I want. I've done that.
You're a criminal.
Guys, if you want a hack, you know, if you want a hack,
you're not promoting shoplifting.
But I am.
But, you know, you've got to do
you can still sponsor me.
I'm basically a shoplifter.
Yeah, I have not done anything. No, I'm just too scared to do that. I don't think. I feel like there's broker than there's broke.
If I was you, I wouldn't take that personally.
Yeah, can we cut that out?
And then there's smartness.
Can we cut that out?
Personally, I wouldn't take that.
Yeah, let's cut that out.
No, man, you don't get that deal. I'm a sucker for a deal.
What's yours?
Okay, so my first question is, I don't know which one to start with. Okay, anyway, I'm gonna start. Never have I ever been attracted sexually to someone that is old enough to be my dad.
I feel like that's minor though, like on TV.
I actually don't think so, you know.
No, I'm not talking about minor, like for real. There's a that's what I said sexually attractive, because there's a difference between attractive and sexually attractive.
I've been old enough to be my dad, like maybe 10 years max.
Not seriously, like, I got you mean.
I think I have. And then just like some teachers, they'll be looking yummy. Yeah, I mean, for real, some teachers, I just love the way they age.
There was a teacher
in my school, but he was like 10 years older than us. Like, he wasn't that older than us.
Yeah.
He wasn't old enough to be my dad.
Yeah, our teachers were young. Like, he was the ones that looked
some old men, yeah. Some old men slap.
Sorry, I'll get you one.
Well, guys, if you're 65 and out there, hit her up.
65 plus.
Right, carry on.
Okay, it is mine. Never have I ever given a fake name.
To who?
That is survival. Like, that is how you survive in life. Okay, yes.
Exactly. Yeah, but like, not everyone deserves to know your name.
Obviously, yeah. Facts.
No, but like, okay, like, even in like a professional sense or something.
Yes.
What do you mean?
All the time.
Like, when you
are, I haven't given fake names.
I them a different name.
Oh no. I mean, like, when I'm at work, like, when I used to work at KFC, like, you get, like, loads of words coming in, and they're like, oh, what's your name? I was like, Emily, how are you? And I literally have to, like, hide my tag, so they didn't realise that my tag is there, and I kind of have to, like, get it off,
that's
it's just very, like, yeah, but, I mean, it's needed, it's a must.
Yeah,
because they're just weird.
Guys all the time.
Yeah, that's it. But what are you guys?
Yeah, I say my name all the time.
Yeah, I think she just likes having many personas locally.
Any opportunity.
I feel like even if it's not necessary, she will tell you.
Yep. And I'm very guarded with my name. My name is very important to me, so I don't believe anyone should be saying it anyhow.
That is, that's queen behaviour, I love it.
Oh. Next question.
Is it me again?
Yeah.
Never have I ever had a friend with benefits.
That's a really good question.
What does it entail?
You know what it entails.
I actually know. We need to know, like, because you know you have some friends that you just flirt with, but it's...
Like, yeah, but that's not... That's minor, though. That's not that deep.
I think friends with benefits is a mutual thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
like we've both decided that we're, even if we're acting like a couple, we do couple things, we've both decided that we're not going to date.
Yeah,
we're not taking it further. We're gonna be friends, but we're gonna
It's not just
it's no strings attached,
floating, it's not just floating, it's everything.
Oh, okay, no,
yeah, and it's a mutual decision.
No, then what about you, Jackie? I know you've had some of those.
I think I've come close, and then I'm just like, no, I didn't like it that much, so no.
I don't even like you enough to be friends with benefits with you. No, that's tough.
Yeah, I feel like you'd have to like someone so much to want that.
I mean, I feel like you wouldn't have to like them that much. Like, you have to like them as a friend, but then, like, just want more.
Like, I'm not even attracted to you enough to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be attracted to them to that level.
Wait, have you had a friend with benefit? Yeah.
What, me?
Oh, yeah, I thought you probably had one.
Yeah.
Most of the people that I wanted a friends with benefit, like, I would have been in friends with benefits, either wanted to be with me or I wanted to be with them and they wanted to just be friends with it.
So not a friends with benefit?
No. It's my turn. Never have I ever sent nudes.
Oh, I have not. There's nothing to send.
No. I mean, there's something to send. There's definitely nothing to send on my part, like, a bit stick.
Yes, there is.
But also depends. What are you classifying as nudes? I take a lot of bikini pics.
That's not nudes. That's not.
No. Let me tell you my definition of nudes for you guys. Just anything that shows, like, it's about the intention for me, and you're sending it to, like, a particular someone. You get it? It's not about, oh, I posted a bikini picture online. No, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you sent a picture to someone with a sexual intention. Not really a sexual intention, but to desire the body. You get it?
Yeah, no.
She said no.
So, like, even if you sent like a bikini photo to, like, a man, I would still consider it as, like, he sent a nude.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
It's about the intention for me.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Have you? To who?
Huh? You can't disclose that.
Yeah, I can't disclose that.
Oh, God. Agreement.
Oh, I know who.
That's it.
Well, it's a bit obvious.
She's really out here thinking she knows my life.
Well, it would be a bit obvious.
No, I think I have. No, it's not that obvious.
Oh, is it not? Okay, never mind.
Nah, we've all sent some cheeky pics. Anyways.
Not really.
Yeah, but never again, though.
Yeah, never again.
It's guys, I do not consolidate sending
only to me.
Very scary. If you do, send it to someone you trust.
Send it to your girls.
You know what I mean? Anyway,
let your girls hype you up and then delete it.
Never have I ever lied or withheld something from, like, the three of us, within the three of us.
100%.
I have a lie.
When I tell you guys I like you guys, that's a lie.
97% of the things, 97% of the things I did say. Yeah. Please.
Period. No. I think there's probably a lot. I think you guys probably know more than everyone else, but you guys still don't know a lot.
So you guys be lying to me, snakes.
No, because I know what you're gonna say if I tell you stuff. So I'm like, oh.
Snakes.
You act like you told me everything. You didn't tell me about your first boyfriend for like a whole how many months.
That was a buyer.
That was the biggest buyer of my life.
Overreacting because he doesn't count as a boyfriend. Like honestly, when people ask me till this day, he's not my boyfriend. Even here,
well,
you're fake.
I'm actually guilty. I don't tell you guys a lot of things because
good.
Well, you know.
You just have to agree.
No.
You should have told us earlier. You violated.
I was honestly so hurt.
Okay. I mean, it wasn't really that.
Okay, I don't really,
like, even if I went back today, I wouldn't tell you.
No, Ryder, you can't say anything because you hadn't been with someone in a really, really, like, I've never even seen you be with someone.
And he was,
this is the first time that you actually, like, proper. I don't care.
Over deep in that. If he meant something to me, do you think I wouldn't have told you?
I don't care whether he meant something. You guys know some of my friends that I don't care
that's
about.
Because that's your choice. So? If, like, whenever something good. Actually means something be your to choice me, too. I will tell you guys.
Okay, now
you
actually still don't take much. It
on board. Anyways, let's...
No, okay, fine. Wait. I will say, now she does tell us a lot of stuff.
No, I'm not gonna congratulate Raya because I'm not gonna congratulate you for telling me stuff. You should be telling me stuff anyway.
I take that from Jackie. That's basic. But never from you, Moegia, because you actually withhold a lot of information and then you just expect.
Oh my god, Moegia, you're so secretive, man. You're worse.
Moegia, you are so secretive.
Lie now. And then when she was saying it,
you are so bad.
I'll be like, why are you laughing? How is this just today news? Something that happened 2 years ago is today.
I know.
No, but sometimes you got to deal with it first.
Okay.
I hear that.
Call a spade a spade.
I hear that. I 100% hear that. But you telling me stuff is basic stuff. I'm not going to clap my hands and say, well done. It's just basic stuff that you should be doing.
It's my business. I don't have to tell anyone my business.
I know, but I'm not going to say, wow, thank you for telling me.
Oh, you always keep secrets.
No, your secret.
This girl. Okay. Keep no, you two are the worst out of us three.
I mean, both of you are, like, we don't know that until we find out all your secrets, Jackie.
I have told you all my secrets. There's nothing else to know. As long as we know more than everyone else, I'm fine.
I mean, that's also on a
personal. I mean, I just feel like it's very natural to keep something secret.
Yeah.
Like, to say something.
But I feel like if I would be hurt if like there were more people in front of me. Like if you told a lot of more people before me.
Never have I ever kissed a stranger.
I wish they were
strangers. That's serious. I wish I didn't know
you. I wish I didn't know them.
I didn't know you. Nah, I've kissed a stranger. I've kissed multiple.
How are you?
I think the majority is I'm not proud of it, but I've kissed strangers before. I don't advise you. You don't know where their mouth is. I actually don't, like, the thought of kissing actually makes me feel kind of, like, grossed out. Because you know where their mouth has been?
Same.
No. And I'm like, why the hell did I kiss those people? Like, I don't, like, ugh, that's nasty. After my last one, I was like,
absolutely no way. I'm not ever doing this again.
Doing what? Kissing?
Yeah.
She says that now.
I'm joking.
Tomorrow she's like, I kissed this guy.
No, don't kiss me. No, don't kiss me.
Maybe we know that's your department. That's your daily activity.
LOL.
Anyone else kissed strangers?
Yeah, I've kissed strangers, but for me, I have a different relationship with kissing, which is a little bit toxic. Not toxic,
what do you mean?
Healthy. In the sense that I don't really care.
She's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I give out kisses before.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for kissing.
First, I wouldn't think that would be gay. But okay, carry on.
I kiss strangers.
If you're, okay, also, if you're 65 plus and a stranger, hit her up.
Just to remind you guys. just looking for you.
I don't really value. I don't value kissing that much. It really confuses a lot of people. But yeah, I don't really care.
Actually, let's just finish this off.
I won't just kiss anyone though. But you got to be attractive. Like
we're all very similar. But just to finish this, like not similar. Like the answer is going to be very similar. What is like your?
I was going to say.
Basically, what's your love language? But like, what's more important? Like
physical. Oh wow.
Or like. Like, is the physical stuff, like, for you, or is it, like, not really that deep?
Let me go first. I think, staying away from me, it would be amazing.
Nah, that's because her love language...
Jackson, please, you need to die single, because I'm calling this bitch. No, she's lying. Jackie is a liar, because when she's in love, she's not...
It's different, though, because I would gas you up. She's my friend. It doesn't even want to be around you.
She said, I don't actually want to see none of...
I'm not even gonna bait Jacqueline out. I'm just gonna allow her lie in peace.
I'm never
meeting
you again.
No,
I'm gonna allow this girl to lie in peace. I'm gonna allow this girl to lie in peace.
Wait, what's yours then?
Jacqueline, okay, you're a liar. I'll take it. Period. Right, go on.
Nah, physical stuff is not that deep. Like, it's deep for me, but I think I don't know how to explain. It's not my top. Love language, like physical touch is not my top, so I feel like, but it's still quite sacred for me because I'm like, I don't want to be doing it with everyone and anyone, but it's not like a thing for me, like, it's not the most important thing, so
yeah, it doesn't make you feel like, so what is it, babes? What is it?
Acts of service, actually, it used to be quality of time, but acts of service.
Hello, it's like quality of time, acts of service. No, like, it's proper formal.
What do you mean it's so formal?
Like, it's just the headings, the sub-headings you gave it.
No, that's them. It's quality time, acts of service, is it? Physical touch, giving gifts,
Is that just actual labels?
Yeah. She's young.
Yeah,
she's...
I'm oh my I'm God, baby. I'm
tired of that.
What's actually the fifth one?
She's so shouted. Oh, so it's one self affirmation, physical touch,
are these actual gifts, things? Yeah,
quality time and acts of service. Wow. Yes, search it.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry, but what
do you expect?
How can you be on this podcast? You don't even know.
Yeah, you don't have the facilities for this.
Facilities for this for big man.
The amount of times I'm gonna reference the
facilities for this.
She said what? She said it's the formal names for me.
I've literally never heard of that. Like, I've only heard people describe it, not actually give it a name.
Oh, mad. Oh, I actually think also. I think my love language.
I don't even want to think about that.
Like, food. Like, if you buy me food, like.
Oh no, that's so true.
So that's kind of like receiving gifts.
No, I feel like food doesn't really count as a gift. I feel like
that is
It's still an act of service. Not a gift. Food is in luxury.
Just marry me now, man, or cook me food even.
No.
So Jacqueline, do you want me to read you the love language?
Yeah, I'm going to say that. Read it out, so I have to tell you which one's mine.
So it's words of affirmation, pretty self-explanatory. Physical touch. Receiving gift.
If you're rich, fine. I'm joking. Don't put that in there.
Quality time.
What's the other one?
Quality after time.
That, I think it makes me seem acts of service and a little bit of quality time.
Yeah.
Because like, if I don't have to tell you, if you've listened, then that's calm, innit?
Yeah, I had a feeling that would all be quite similar. Right.
Yeah. I guess we are similar. We're all similar. Similar.
I'm not similar to
any
of our absolutely not. Space.
I'll be very scared if I was like you guys. No offense.
Oh, and okay. On that note,
that's fine. Be scared. That's our fear. Yeah,
this is definitely get kicked out.
This is the last time you're gonna be hearing from Jacqueline. so Bia's jumping on the bandwagon.
The world times are gonna be
like, we're gonna reference the Yankees. We didn't even mention the Yankees.
My name in your mouth. To be honest, nah, Yinky's definitely gonna be featured soon.
Yeah, can't for Yinky. Oh my God, yeah, it's absolutely chaotic, man. When she enters,
no, we have to think of a
good one. Oh my God, that was crazy, especially her voice.
She's gonna go high and low so many times, man.
Yeah,
like,
her voice is so loud.
I'm gonna tell Yinky, so that's rude. That's
she can listen to the podcast. I'm gonna,
no, it's not. Her voice is high, she's got a high voice.
Personally, if I was her, I wouldn't take it.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast, to our very first podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it.
follow us on our Instagram at TMGH Podcast, and you can also find our personal Instagrams there as well. And we shall see you at our next episode, which will be our Valentine's Day special.
Ooh, cannot wait. Bye, guys.